Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Yeah, well, I hate when I get that little spinny rainbow on my computer, don't you? Oh, no, rainbow wheel. Don't. Make it stop. Make it stop, rainbow wheel. Okay, there we go. Stop. Well, it's another Manic Monday. You may hear a little commercial at the end, but there's nothing I can do about it when it starts like that. Hope everybody's having a good day, and it's great. We had some thunderstorms going on. We've got some hurricanes heading out our way, and we're hoping to do a little comedy. This Thursday, I'm going to have a good show. Tune in for Joe Shammy. He's from Delta's Children's Products, and it's going to be about a little different. It's going to be on child safety, because every now and then I break away from the comedy concepts, and we talk about other important things like that. So that'll be Joseph Shammy from Delta's Children's Products, and we'll get going on that soon as my spinning wheel decides it wants to stop spinning. There we go. This is going to be Jane Condon. You're
hey
going
there.
To hear
How's it going?
An ad in the beginning.
And I work at Lowe's. Come into Lowe's today and receive free basic carpet installation when you purchase any Stainmaster carpet and Stainmaster carpet pad.
That's amazing.
Speaking of free with purchase, now get a free John Deere dump cart, a $199 value with the purchase of any John Deere 100 series tractor or zero turn
radius
mower.
And we'll just wait for this ad and to go. Well, let me see if I can out-talk him, so this ad will go off, and we'll be having Jane Condon after that. It should only last about 30 seconds. And here we go. Let's see if I can get my Jane Condon on.
Welcome.
I wonder why I'm doing that.
Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Isn't that amazing? Ba-do-do-do. Jane Condon's going to come in soon.
Hello, everyone.
There we go.
Welcome to another episode of Comedy Concepts. I'm Nancy Lombardo. Today we have a special guest. Yes, we have a celebrity. The winner of audience favorites. NBC's Last Comic Standing, Jane Condon. We're going to talk about our new show, Jane Condon, Raw and Unchained. Coming out, well, funny stuff. So, stay tuned. Let's sample a little first, why don't we? Take a minute.
I have two boys, otherwise everything's fine. They're killing me. Nobody listens. I would love to have the CIA wiretap me. At last, somebody would be listening. They like to listen to the rap music. I mean, guys, we lived in Greenwich, Connecticut. How ghetto can you and your J. Crew shirts get? When I'm in my kitchen, I like to listen to real music. Aretha. Tina Turner, Billy Joel, yeah. When the kids come in, they take out my CD, they put in their CD, and all of a sudden it's, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down. I'm making a salad. Put what thing down? After 30 minutes of this, even I'm singing, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down, flip it and reverse it. No. Don't encourage me. This is wrong. No. Look. I should be seeing words to the sound of music or an opera. No, I'm now. Uh-oh. My milkshake brings the boys to the yard, evidently. I ain't no hollaback girl. I've got junk in my trunk. Yes, I do. I'm trying to dust, and then I'm there. My hunt, my lovely lady love. I don't know the front from the back. Maybe you can help me. All right, so Anyway, these kids, I tell you, my older boy just graduated from college. Major in religion. Shoot me now. The job offers are just pouring in. My husband said maybe you'll be a priest. A priest, great. My old archdiocese of Boston just paid out $85 million to settle all the lawsuits. Yeah. Now at least we know what the second collection's for. I thought it was going to Africa, the poor people. No! Father O'Malley Defense Fund!
That was just a little sample of my favorite comedian, Jane Condon, who's here to talk about her new show, Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained. Jane, I heard you on the phone. I know you're there.
I'm here. I'm mostly unchained.
You're mostly unchained and unfettered?
Unfettered, hopefully.
So how's it going with the show, Jane, your new show?
Oh, it's great. It's so exciting. I'm madly rehearsing, and I have photos now, big photos. You know, when I first did it, I did it last November at Ensemble Studio Theater, and that was successful. And then I did Rye Arts Center, and they seemed to like it. And so now I'm doing it the first four Sundays in May at Theater 3 at the Mint Space, 311 West 43rd.
And that's in New York City for my international.
Yeah, in New York between 8th and 9th. Oh, I know you have an international audience. anyway, yeah, no, so I'm very excited about it. You know, I think people will really enjoy it. It's mostly laughs. It's 80 minutes long, 84 if they laugh. So, and people actually cried the first time. I didn't. I'm in the
yes,
business.
Yes, I know. I did.
making, you know, our business is to make people laugh. So I was kind of surprised. But my manager Irvin, I told him that my friends said that my sisters had cried, and he said, "Your friends said that your sisters had cried. For God's sakes, I cried. It's not just about your family. It's about everybody's family." So I love Irvin.
That's great, Jane. It is great. It's a fantastic show. I love it.
Oh,
it's not just
you.
Crying. It's a lot of laughter in there.
Oh, it's mostly, it's 95% laughs, you know, but.
So, Jane, tell the audience a little bit about your beginnings and how you ended up in comedy today.
Oh, my. Let's see. Youngest of four, wanted to get out of the house. A mom, wanted to get out of the house. sadly, in high school, I was not voted funniest. Mary Del Sordo was, wherever you are, Mary. No, actually, I know Mary is now the principal of an elementary school in Brockton. Yeah. And who's doing an off-Broadway show now, Mary? Yeah. I actually got an email from an old Cardinal Spellman High School friend saying, Jane, I just want you to know I always thought you were funnier than Mary Del Sordo. So, you know, it's just...
Well, that's nice. It's also you were the winner of Audience Favorite New York on MTV.
Oh, yeah. Lucky me. Out of 287 New York comedians, I mean, honestly, I can die now because I have something for my obituary. And you know the backstory, Nancy,
yes,
right?
I slept in my car
to get the audition. And Nancy was the first person I saw when I came out of the club, and she had her tape going even then. So no wonder you ended up having a TV and a radio program. But
well, Jane, a lot of what you do, though, I mean, you came from Brockton.
Yep, right, blue-collar town, tough.
And
yep.
Your father was in the FBI.
Yep, yep.
So what was it like growing up, the daughter of an FBI agent?
Well, you don't want to cross me, that's for sure. You know, I would go in on a Saturday, you know, memorize the 10 most wanted, go back out to Brockton and look for them. The trouble is in Brockton, you might actually find them. There's a new Facebook page, really. You have to see it. This is true. It's called When I Tell People I'm from Brockton, They Get Scared. Now, when I was growing up there, you know, people, we just use fists and knives. They seem to advance to guns, which is sort of too bad. You know, that's just kind of final, you know, to use
well,
a gun.
Well, yeah, I mean, but is Brockton a rough town? So you grew up in a rough town?
Oh,
was it a scary town?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm happy I got out of there alive. It's, but they had good values, you know.
But how did you manage? So you went to Brockton and you managed to go to a very good college. On top of it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I have a brain or two. I don't know. I went to Wellesley College, and the nuns were not thrilled because it wasn't a Catholic college. You know, clearly I was aiming above my station in life. And it was, I felt very challenged at Wellesley. It took me 2 years to catch up to the prep school kids because we'd written one essay in high school. You know,
I see what you're saying.
I was so far behind.
So you weren't challenged then, other than for survival.
Yeah. I would call that a challenge. Yeah. But what I didn't realize is here I think, oh, I'm going to this fancy school, I'm going to learn all this stuff, is I really learned almost everything I needed to know about comedy at my little high school. I wasn't the funniest. I mean, it was, I would say, honestly speaking, maybe I was about ninth. I would put Jimmy Hurley ahead of me, Dennis Delahanty, Joe Sly.
But those are all men.
Jimmy Penzino. Yeah, well.
Your competition was one funny woman?
Well, I must admit I might have been the funniest at Wellesley, but there wasn't a lot of competition.
That was a little bit of Jane Condon, my interview with Jane Condon. That was me cheating Betty. As you know, sometimes we get gremlins in there. Betty Jo Tucker, tomorrow, what do you have on tomorrow? I'm like so backed up because I've listened, and then I'm like, is it Mary Pick for tomorrow? I'm not sure. Put what's going to be up there. Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Betty Jo Tucker. And we have the Crow and Moore Show in the house, too. It's a crazy, started out, I don't know how the weather is where you are in Colorado, but it started out as crazy lightning and thundering in New York City. It was a very, very strange day. So I decided last minute to throw together a Manic Monday show because it's just too quiet in New York City today. Just way too quiet. You can't even hear the sirens. What's up with that? I don't know. But let's have a little fun today. Oh, the group Betty, they're doing a series. They were on a show called Encyclopedia, and they're doing a series now, putting together the songs they wrote for the, it was a kids show, but they have this cute song on the Atom, so stay tuned to take notes and on the Atom with Betty.
Atoms. An atom is the smallest part of an element. Everything in the universe is made up of tiny particles called atoms.
Guess what I've got in my pocket.
Let's see.
Guess what I've got in my hand. Guess what I've got on the tip of my tongue. Here's a hint. Guess as small as you can. If you don't know the answer,
I give up.
Don't fret.
Sweat.
Don't rack your brain.
Ow.
Simply reply.
Billions of atoms.
Movie Attic Headquarters, Stephen Sochet. Oh, how did you say it? Oh, see, I put too much in there. It's Show It is Betty Jo's guest. Superheroes behind the scene. Stephen will regale us with fascinating tales about superhero films and actors. Wow, that was a mouthful, Betty. But that's great. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And Wacko Bob, are you on every day, Wacko Bob? Always interesting. You get interesting callers, and sometimes it's heavy subjects, sometimes it's just fun. But it's always a party at Wacko Bob's. Yeah, so very interesting things going on. Look for me in Ladies of Laughter Contest, July 17th at the Broadway Comedy Club. I'll be one of the participants in that. And how about a little Jackie Martling? Yeah, just doing a little...
waiting for the Amtrak in the city of brotherly love. Well, my shows are good as they're ever gonna get, but I just can't get enough. You know, the more they laugh and clap and sing, the less that I can hear. Another day, another joke, what happened to last year?
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my.
Well, the road she always called me, the artistic romantic life. Not the home and the family, a few kids, maybe a wife. Well, now normal's just a dream to me, and talent is a curse. The stage, she's the best, but she's the worst.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my.
I'm on a pull into McDonald's, find a place online, order a million burgers, sit and watch them change the sign. New York to Denver, hey, Detroit was in between. Happy maybe half the time and really, really clean.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my.
Well, now I'm tight with Rodney. Now I'm cutting loose. Now I'm catching on after all those years and all that juice. Well, I ain't saying for sure I'm gonna make it, but now I've got a chance. The lady luck was eluding me, but now I'm in her pants.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my.
I'm gonna pull into a Burger King, the highlight of my day. I'm not ordering myself a Whopper, but I'm gonna have it my own way. New York to L.A., hey, Detroit was in between. Happy maybe half the time, really, really clean. Happy maybe half the time, living in a dream. Happy maybe half the time and lonely. In between.
Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh my. Me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, me oh, my.
That was Jackie Martling. Very funny guy. I love that Jackie Martling. Wacko Bob Show every Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 11. Facebook friend him. And Betty Jo Show. Betty Jo does like 8 million things. She's also got a blog and then... And or she writes reviews, and she's just like, she's got so many things for me to say. I need a chart. Me oh, me oh, my Betty Jo. Me oh, me oh, my. Let's hear a little Lucy Arnaz.
Ale, ale. Ooh. papo de León Cruz. Y dame un cabo de tabaco, maye, y un rito de aguardiente. Y dame un poco de dinero, maye, pa' que me dé la suerte. ¡Ya! ¡Abogadme, hija! Yo quiero pedir que mi negro me quiera, que tenga dinero y que no se muera. Yo lo quiero pedir a Babalu, una negrocito, una como tú.
She said the story behind that was she was moving some boxes around in her garage, and she found all this music from her father. I think that sounded like him in it, too. Sounded like Desi Arnaz there. And George Bettinger must be off somewhere because he's usually listening to the show, George Bettinger of the Mom and Pop Shop, every day at 4 p.m. And Wacko Bob, Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 11. Sometimes even stops his show just for me. And just speaking of just for me, here's a promo.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have, Nancy Lombardo, right here at Comedy Concepts.
I love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance. Hello. This is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means... Will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking. Walk over him. He's okay. We're walking. We're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church. Burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Tiping is not a town in China. We're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking. We're getting mugged. We're bleeding. We're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers. We don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
But wait, I don't want you to think that I went over there and embarrassed the county by what I was wearing. I looked very good. I got help from my friend Jane Tucker from New York City. She has a daughter 6'4", so she knows how to help tall people find some clothes. She came down here to go through my closet and Tuckerize me for pageant week. And she said, trying to line up all of my clothes, "Do you have a pashmina?" I said, "I don't think so. I've had all my shots." She said, "No, Jeannie, a pashmina. You wear it when it's not too cold and not too hot. It's just something that you have on." I said, "Well, we wear little sweaters for that." She said, "You need one. I'm going to send you a black one." Left brain said, "Don't let her do it. Don't let her do it. She's going to send something from New York City. There's no telling what this is going to cost." Well, the pashmina came. I just want to know my information. Y'all know what it is. It's a shawl. It is a shawl like our grandmother had. Left brain looked right at it. He said, "Name it a pashmina. Raise the price on a shawl. Send it from New York City." I said, "Stop going in circles. It's apparent you don't know the style in New York City." But when I put it on, it wasn't stylish like I had seen Jane. I just put it on. It was a shawl. Next time I was with her, I saw why. She doesn't just put it on. She puts it on. She swirls that pashmina and takes this side, tosses it over this shoulder, flips up her chin. She tosses it over this shoulder, flips up that chin. So I was standing in front of the mirror trying to do this. Left brain said, "What are you doing?" I said, "You don't know the style in New York City. Leave me alone." But when I flipped it up here, it kept falling down. So I called Jane Tucker and I said, "Jane, I think my pashmina needs a little snaps up here to keep it in place." She said, "It doesn't need snaps. What you need is an attitude. When you toss, flip it over your shoulder, you stare at your shoulders. It wouldn't dare come off." So I swirl that thing and toss, flipped, and then I stared them down, buddy. Left brain says, I said, "You don't know the style in New York City." I got a speech in New York City, and I called Jane Tucker, and I said, "Just make sure I'm in style in New York City. What do you think I ought to wear?" She said, "Black, nothing but black." Did y'all know this in New York? Black. She said, "It's a dirty city." I said, "I've always heard that. I can't wait to hear about it." She said, "No, people go to work, then they go to the theater, and they go to dinner. They keep on the clothes all day. Cars riding by, cabs, splashes stuff on. If you wear pale colors like you women do in the South, you'll be dirty by 3 o'clock. Wear black. Bring your black skirt, your black sweater, jewelry, your black slacks, and don't you forget that black pashmina." I had it all out. Jerry was packing his stuff. He said, "What is all this black?" I said, "This is all I'm taking." He said, "Has somebody passed? Are we going to a funeral in New York City?" I said, "You don't know the style of New York City. You just get your clothes, but don't stand near me." The night before my speech, they had a reception in the hotel across the street. We were to go. I wore my black skirt, black sweater, jewelry, and we were leaving, and I said, "Wait a minute, let me get my black pashmina, because when we come back, it will be nippy." And we went over and went up that escalator to the mezzanine level. They had a big portrait of their keynote speaker, and I had on heels, which made me 6'4". Everybody knew who I was. And if there's one thing we do know how to do in the South, it's floating around a room. I went around meeting everybody.
And after about an hour, I came back over to left brain. I said, it's time for us to leave. Let's move over toward the escalator. And when we got up there to the top of it, I said, back it up. I'm going to put on my pashmina. And I swirled that thing around, and I tossed, flipped, and I stared it down, and it wouldn't have moved. And down the escalator we went. People came looking over. I gave them my pageant wave. Got to the bottom of the escalator. A woman came up and said, excuse me, why do you have a pair of black slacks wrapped around your neck? I couldn't speak, but left brain could. He said, because it's a dirty city. She said, there's a zipper hanging down your back, wide open at the waistband here. I had taken that right leg and thrown it over here, the left leg and thrown it over there and stared them down. She says, it looks like a man or something was sitting on your shoulders and fell over and just slid out of the pants. I don't even remember leaving the hotel. The next thing I knew, we were out on the street and I was holding it on to the building. Left brain was fanning me. I was about to pass myself. And I said, I just cannot believe this is happening. And right there is when I talk about accepting things you can't change and keeping a smile on your face. Because right there, he said, I thought it looked funny when you put it on. You saw that I had a pair of black slacks wrapped around my neck and a zipper standing wide open, and you didn't think anything was wrong. And that's where his left brain kicked in on it. He said, I did think something was wrong. I thought it should have been zipped. Well, it gets worse. Going across the sidewalk trying to get back to our hotel, I was muttering and mumbling and everything else, and I guess finally I said, I just can't believe you didn't say something. He said, I started to, honey, but as we both know, I don't know the style in New York City.
That was Gina Robinson. She was a guest on the show. I think she pronounced it Jeannie. And if you Google her, you've seen her on a lot of things that she does and stuff. I've got the spinny wheel again, Betty Jo Tucker. I've got the spinny rainbow wheel on the computer. Arg. That's what I have to say to that. A big arg on the spinny wheel. So that means I need to put on a little Jenna Esposito and see if I could straighten this out. Here we go with Jenna. Come on, Jenna.
Last night I was dreaming, I dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground. Well, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. One and only girl in town with me. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Well, there were two men every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And the lazy me, one sweetened my tea, while the other one buttered my bread. Two men giving me oil well, two men giving me gold. Bought me a diamond ring about a 40 carats, I am told. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. It was something I can't forget, 'cause I think of those 13 gentlemen yet. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. the mambo, three guys ball in the jack, and all the rest, they really did their best. Boy, it surely was a lively pack. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. Oh, she won't tell you where she's been, 'cause if it's just a dream, I hope I dream again. 13 men and me, the only gal in town.
That was some wonderful Jenna Esposito there. I'm having, again, the rainbow wheel problem. Chat room, I hope you're there, chat room, Betty Jo. Everybody post your websites while I figure out how to get back into my chat room. And rainbow wheel, go away. But as long as I'm on there, I'll do a little talking. And let's see, Betty Jo, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always a great show on Betty Jo. Such an interesting guest. And read her blogs and reviews. If you're thinking about seeing a movie, she's seen it first, and she's purely honest about it. So it's very good to check her out. I'm just laughing here because my computer is doing its gremlins. It's gremlin time here. And want to wish a special happy to my friend George Bettinger. It's his 14th anniversary to Lisette. And happy anniversary, George, the mom and pop shop. Every day at 4 p.m. Check him out. Always funny, that George Bettinger, and it's their special anniversary. I'm going to put on another song while Spinny Wheel, please stop Spinny Wheel. Spinny Wheel is evil. Those of you, the Rainbow Wheel, and if you have a Mac, and I'm trying to control the boardroom, it was almost working with me, and then it came back. This Thursday, I'll have an interesting guest, Joe Shammy. We're going to talk about child safety. It's really amazing. He's got this great company that does all this research and points out a lot of things. You know what I need from here? It's a spinny wheel to stop spinning. And as soon as it does, we'll hear something else. Who didn't? Wacko Bob, every Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 11. Always interesting guest on the Wacko Bob show. Tobian, is that how you say your name? Tobian? Very nice. Thank you for dropping in today. And as soon as I get the spinny wheel, I should do a spinny wheel song. Spinny rainbow wheel, please stop. And we'll get that going. Don't forget, July 17th, you can see me at the Broadway Comedy Club. If you'd like to get more of my crazy, crazy music, you can go to CD Baby. Pick up my CD, Color Me Crazy, and I'm going crazy if the spinny wheel doesn't stop soon. A lot of fun things going on in New York. I did see, by the way, Wacko Bob, I did see a woman in Central Park sitting on a bench pretending to talk on the phone, and I actually walked by and said, hey, you got a banana phone. It's all fun. A little more Jenna Esposito.
Jenna Esposito.
Why can't men broken hearts would end it so soon? Could have been forever under my magical light. Sorry, said the moon, I'll always remember that very first night, my reflection in your eyes, now wistful and blue. If you'd only surrendered to the pull of the tide, you had it all for a while, dancing beneath my gentle smile, like waves rolling. Dreams come true. Someday with another you, I'll always shine.
I want to thank Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4, Rudy Kiley. Oh, stay in, Rudy. I'm going to play one more song for dedicated to you, Rudy. The Crone Warshore, thank you. Wacko Bob, always a joy. Banana Phone. And this one's for all my hanger in there. It's the last song before we go off the air. I'm Bertha.
Aftermath, just last Sunday. My sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She'd buy 10 pierogi girls. My 10 pierogi girl, she packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. When she finished, what a date.
lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my 10-pierogi girl, my 10-pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my 10-pierogi girl, my 10-pierogi girl. I'll never need a dog.
Wacko Bob, you win. Last one to stay tuned in. Wacko Bob every Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 11. Friend in. Thank you, everybody. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio.